Anything new since Saturday?
Watch it now.
Yeah, it's a good weekend after the
Yeah, we should have played at 6. That's one thing I learned. I got home at 6 o'clock. It was beautiful. No wind, and the sun came out. Yeah, it was really beautiful. But, yeah, no real new developments. Everybody came out of it healthy, which is, you know, number one. And then, you know, I think we're just on to the next phase now.
What is the next phase? I mean, what do you do right now? What are you doing?
Things like this. Yeah, things like this. You know, we met yesterday on personnel, reviewed the tape, and then just talked about the entire roster as a staff. And then, you know, I was off to Clear Lake last night, here tonight. Tomorrow I'll be in the Quad Cities at lunch and or noon, I guess it would be. In the meantime, we're interviewing players and, you know, just touching base with them. The staff will hit the road next week. So they're interviewing players and getting their thoughts together recruiting-wise. And we'll touch base in the next couple of mornings as a staff. And then next week, everybody's kind of off on their own with the recruiting, and you know, things will proceed at home.
Do you interview all 120 or whatever players?
I like to do it sometime between, usually after the bowl game and the end of the semester. So I did the seniors prior to spring ball, and I'm going to get the rest of the roster. But all the coaches are doing that right now, too. They're all visiting with their players and just, you know, giving them an assessment of what they thought and getting feedback, and, you know, we'll move forward.
Any revelations from personnel meetings?
No, not really. Not really. No, I mean, nothing really. You know, just, yeah, we practiced on Saturday, but really we evaluate all 15 workouts and just kind of see how we're progressing, what areas we need to keep a tab on, and it's usually a pretty fluid process.
Have the players been coming to you with anything that's maybe kind of caught you by surprise, like when you've had these interactions?
No, that's interesting. You always get some interesting things. You know, after visiting with everybody, I've always jotted down a couple things that I think are of note, and then I'll visit with the leadership group too, and yeah, it's always, you know, the guys always have things on their mind, so it's good to hear what they're thinking.
Was Willie Lowe one of the ones you met with, or where is that?
Have not yet. No, I have not yet. Spoke to him on the phone Sunday, and yeah, I think he's coming closer to deciding what he wants to do. But yeah, hopefully I have an announcement in the next couple of weeks.
So that door is wide open now.
It's still open. Yeah, it's still open, certainly. And yeah, just think he needs to figure out what he wants to do, what his next move is, and we're going to support him. I've told him from day one we want him to stay here and graduate from Iowa, but it's up to him, entirely up to him.
What about, speaking of, you know, doing housekeeping, anything new on Adam Robinson front?
No, nothing really, nothing to report there. No.
Have you spoken with him, family members?
I have not. No, I've talked with his mom, not often, but I've visited with her, and you know, I just my number one focus for him is to do well academically this semester, and then we'll see where it takes him.
Is there a timetable there? Because I know he's on scholarships run out.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, we'll just see where he's at the end of the semester, and then we'll go from there. And, you know, clearly he's going to have to have some idea what he wants to do, you know, and I would think in the next couple of weeks.
The draft is next week. What are those three nights like for you watching your guys' names get called?
Well, one of the nights I'll be in Newton doing a nightclub event. That was bad scheduling on my part. The draft's a week later than normal. And I am one of those people that enjoys the draft regardless of what's going on. Just I've always enjoyed watching that. So, you know, I can tell you, all of our seniors right now, or not all, but the guys that are taking a shot at the NFL are anxious right now. They're excited. And they've all, most importantly, they've been working hard. They're in good shape. This can be a little bit of a strange year because typically after the draft, they go to their respective teams in the next 2 weeks. Most of them right after the draft, and that won't happen this year. At least it doesn't appear it's going to. So that part's a little different. But you know, the most important thing, they've played well. That's first and foremost. They've done a good job with their careers at Iowa, and you know, they continue to train right now. So a couple of guys are out tonight on visits. Ironically, Ricky Sanzi's in Cleveland visiting the Browns, not his family, but. Yeah, and all that means nothing. You know, I mean, there's no way to predict what's going to happen, you know, who's going to draft the guy or when it's going to happen. But, you know, it's an exciting time.
Yeah. Conference realignment expansion all comes to fruition in reality this summer. How does that your approach change at all with divisions and the new league now?
You know, the number one thing that's obvious is, you know, you want to try to extend your season to 13 games now, and then hopefully a bowl after that. So you hope that happens, but that's going to take a lot of work. So outside of that, you know, I'm kind of looking at it. we swapped some opponents, and I read one of Coach Bellini's comments I think a week ago, and it really resonated with me. I mean, he's got a lot of new preparations to worry about. You know, we've got four, you know, but so it's a little bit different. We've got Nebraska plus three new staffs in our conference, so you know that work will fall in place now. We don't worry about that too much prior to spring ball, but you know, something's going to be different. It's going to feel different, but I think it's exciting.
A lot of fans are really excited about the Iowa-Nebraska matchup, and that's a game that's going to be held at the end of the year for at least a few years. How do you go about, you know, when you haven't played a team for so long, but the fans think it's already a rivalry? How do you look at that from a coach and a team standpoint?
Well, you know, I think first and foremost, it was a great development for the Big Ten. I think everybody was unanimous on that, it being a great addition to the conference. And then obviously more locally, on the local front, you know, it really strikes home with us in our state because of the border being there. And so I think it's exciting. Now, with that, you know, we lost Wisconsin, you know, and that's part of the expansion, too. And, you know, there's just no way to please everybody and make everything work logically, but it makes perfect sense. And the games we've had some competitive games with them, some not so competitive. And, you know, that's how it's kind of, I started out my career as an assistant. We played them in my opening game as an assistant in 1981. And when I came back as a head coach in 99, same thing. We opened up with them in Kinnick again, and that wasn't very pretty. So, you know, we got, based on that game, we got a lot of work to do, but it's going to be exciting.
You were just touching on Rick a short while ago. A lot of people are speculating, like, where he would go in the draft, what type of quarterback he'll end up being in the NFL. How do you see him?
I think he's going to do really well. I think he's what I would call a developmental quarterback. I don't think anybody's going to draft him to come in and be a starter.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, what I would foresee is him having a career in the NFL like he did with us. Came in, worked really hard, and really developed into a good football player. And I think so. And, you know, I look, you know, we had a guy in our league, Brett Hoyer, a couple of years ago, who's done a really nice job securing the number two job in New England. I think there are a lot of parallels between Ricky as a person, as a quarterback, and they're both from Cleveland, coincidentally, too. I don't know if that plays into it, but I think he's got a great future, and I think, you know, people are aware of that.
I know a lot of people.
Yes, Jim.
Yeah.
It's an off-the-ball question.
Mm-hmm.
The big-ass turkey legs are in the news, the vendors outside of Kinnick. Do you have an opinion? Do you even know what's going on here? I mean, I know it's...
Yeah, I mean, it's funny. Funny you ask.
You want to keep your fans happy, I imagine.
Well, yeah. I mean, first of all, I remember whatever year it was, we got rerouted because of some construction or traffic, whatever, and the last second they took us down Melrose before one of our home games. And, you know, I was amazed at what I've been missing for, 20 years. Yeah, what a great environment it was. So, you know, to me, that's what's unique to college football. That's really what's unique to our situation. And I know we're not the only one like that, but, selfishly, I just hope they can come to an accord and make everything work out, because I know we have a great fan experience. As a coach, you know, I definitely want that to continue. I think that's, I've told people jokingly, but I mean this, I can't wait to retire. I don't know if I'll go into the games, but I'm going to go tailgate a little bit and enjoy the atmosphere. It seems like everybody has a great time, and, you know, hope that continues.
Just real quick, I wanted to ask you, because a lot of people say Adrian will be a first-round pick. He got the invite to New York City for the draft. And just what are your thoughts on, one, what he meant to your program the last 5 years, and what you could see him doing in the NFL, maybe being an impact player right away, or somebody that kind of depends?
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt he'll be a number one pick, and, you know, if that didn't happen, that'd be a huge upset. But, you know, where he goes, that's hard to predict. But, you know, the bottom line is whoever gets him is going to get a really good football player, And then beyond that, more importantly, or every bit as important, I think, you know, in time he's going to grow into being a strong team leader with whatever organization he's with, and just be a guy that they can count on. And, you know, based on my limited time in the NFL and just watching the NFL, you know, it's really nice to know when you bring someone in your organization that you can count on them in a lot of ways. And I think that's what whoever drafts Adrian, they can count on that.
Thank you.